As I was just talking to him briefly about what's going on in the Middle East, I noticed he was saying he was following it from Gaza on. I told him I preached 9 messages on it. And I told him I'm preaching on what the attack by Iran against Israel means as far as the prophetic puzzle. And he said, there's nobody I trust on prophecy like you. And he started writing this stuff down on a little piece of paper there that I was saying. But I felt bad because he's kind of a baby boomer, and I didn't know how to tell him to get on the... I didn't want to get into all that. But my, oh my, we're privileged to know what's going on. Amen? A lot of people want to know secrets. Well, these are God's secrets. And he's letting you in on them. And I can tell you this tonight, that we're not going to put the genie back into the bottle. It's out of the bottle. There are prophecies that are rolling off the parchment of the Word of God onto the pavement. Now, who am I? Just somebody that's been around a while that's preached on prophecy. And I am telling you that you are privy to what is going on so that you can be watching and alert and looking for the coming of Jesus Christ. He is coming. And if any church ought to be a church that is excited about Jesus coming back, looking for Jesus coming back, it should be this church. And I'm just saying to you, with each prophecy that comes to pass, we're another step closer. And you can see that as it's coming down. I've heard people say it's like a convergence. All of these things are coming together. You know, we talked about the red heifer. And Maimonides, the Jewish rabbi in the 10th, 11th century, he said when the next red heifer happens, it will be the Messiah time. Well, he was right. And Maimonides had been about 1,000 years away from the last red heifer. He was 1,000 years looking back, and it's been over 1,000 years from Maimonides to this day. You are living in the day. The red heifers are ready to go. And that tells you that, you see, they could rebuild the temple, but without the red heifer, they cannot. Without the red heifer, they cannot carry on the temple worship. And we know from the Bible that the temple is going to be rebuilt before Jesus comes back. We, just like we know Israel would become a nation before Jesus comes back. Just like we know that Israel had to take Jerusalem before Jesus comes back. I've lived through these events. Miss that Israel becoming a nation just by a little bit. But I am telling you, I've lived through these events. Lived through them. I was saved in 1967. Do the math. And I am saying right now in 2023-24, you're not going to put the genie back in the bottle. What happened in 2023? I preached on it. 9 messages. They went all through Israel. The October 7th, Gaza, attack from Gaza. I believe that is the fulfillment of some Bible prophecies in Zephaniah 2 and in Ezekiel 25. And other Bible prophecies are being fulfilled. And what a time that we are living in. Now, I am preaching now on where does the direct attack by Iran against Israel fit into Bible prophecy or the prophetic puzzle. And last week I said that I want to say that last week that you should not be deceived about the motives of Iran. And I won't say a whole lot about that. It just to say to you that Iran is a key nation. And in the Old Testament, Iran was called Persia. And do you know in Ezekiel 38 that there is going to be a great attack by an outer ring of nations, Iran being one of them, that will attack Israel? And right now you can see that lining up, that war is getting ready, because Iran is now getting friends with Russia, who's going to be part of that, the former Soviet Union states, and Russia, and Turkey, and they're going to come down upon Israel to take a plunder, to take a booty, to get Israel's wealth. And they're going to come down, and Iran has wanted a caliphate, and they are after that caliphate. And Iran has been a nation that has moved to have its proxies surround Israel and put them in checkmate and strangle them and take them out. I'm talking about Hezbollah in the north of Israel, in Lebanon and Syria. I'm talking about Gaza in the west of Israel and in the south. I'm talking about the Houthis in the very south in Yemen. And do you know these nations are mentioned, including Iran, in the Ezekiel 38? And they're going to come to attack Israel. And we said you need to understand the motives. I do not go along with these people that say, oh, Iran is not that serious, they're a good nation and all that. No, God is angry with Iran. And they are Shia Muslims, and they're planning to bring in the Mahdi, and they're planning to bring in their form of the end times, and they're working to do that. And there is something very spiritual about this. You say, what are you talking about? Well, if you look at Daniel chapter 10, verses 12 and 13, you see that Daniel was praying, and it took 3 weeks for the angel of the Lord to get to Daniel to give him what? Revelation about the nation of Israel in the last days. This evil being didn't want the angel of the Lord to get to the prophet Daniel so he could give revelation about Israel in the last days. Let me tell you something. Israel is important in the last days. They're the timepiece of the second coming, and you need to be aware, and you need to be watching what's going on in Israel, praying for Israel, blessing that nation, because God has chosen that nation, and that's why you see the craziness on the college campuses.
Right.
You say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about this prince of Persia. Prince of Iran. He hindered the angel of the Lord, held him up for 3 weeks as he was going to give Daniel a prophecy about the rebuilding of the temple, the end times, the nation of Israel. He was hindering him, and he got through. How did he get through? Michael. You know who Michael is, right? Michael, the prince who protects Israel. Just like you have a prince of Persia, an evil entity, you have Michael, who helped that angel of the Lord get through to Daniel when he was in this spiritual warfare. By the way, is Michael still alive? Oh yeah, angels don't die. Is the prince of Iran still working? Yes, he is. He was behind this invasion of Gaza. He is behind the Hezbollah. He is behind Iran shooting those missiles at Israel. He is active. He is working. We're in a spiritual warfare. He's behind these Islamic people that are being stirred up to a fervent pace. And they are stirred up, and they are seeking, you see, to destroy Israel. And they are wanting Israel off the map. And they're all over the United States. I do have to back Mike Johnson for saying, hey, we'll send out the militia, the National Guard. you guys don't straighten up. Good for him. Mike Johnson, House of Representatives, born again Christian. I like that. I know he's talked to Donald Trump about it. No doubt that's what Donald Trump wanted. I know it. Good. And I'm just saying, what did they do when he did that? Boo, boo, boo. You see, Islam is a false religion. It's satanic. Muhammad is a false prophet. It's satanic. And so we are in this great warfare, and that is what is motivating Iran. It's going to continue to happen until Jehovah God calls it to account. And that brings me to the point I would like to make. But before I get to that point, remember Mohammad Reza Zahedi? He was killed by an Israeli strike in Damascus, Syria. Listen to this, on April the 1st, 2024. He is a high-ranking leader, he's no longer here. He was a high-ranking leader for Iran in their war against Israel. Guess what? When they struck him, no doubt the Prince of Persia was encouraging him to do more to hurt Israel. And they struck him. Do you know who was the mastermind of the Gaza invasion? Mohammad Reza Zahedi. The one that was killed on April 1st, 2024, this month, April Fool's Day. And by the way, you're a fool if you don't trust Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You're a fool if you're not a friend of Israel, God's chosen nation.
Right.
I'm a fool for Jesus. And I am glad to be. And so don't be deceived about the motives of Iran in this attack on Israel. And we need to be aware of these things that are going on. Now, tonight I want to preach on don't be deceived about how this likely will lead to a wider Middle East war that fulfills Jeremiah 49:34-39, Psalm 83, and Isaiah 17:1-9. Now, I just want to say to you that I said before that the genie cannot be put back in the bottle. If you have been around for a while, you know the things I've taught on prophecy are to point us every step we're getting closer and closer. You ever play blind man's bluff and they go, you're getting warm, you're getting warm. You're getting cold, you're getting cold, you're getting warm, you're getting closer. That's what this is about. It's that we are getting warmer and warmer and warmer when it comes to the second coming. And you know what? I believe just like a person gets older and things seem to go faster, your time goes faster the older you get, relatively speaking. I believe the closer we get to the second coming of Jesus Christ, the faster it's going to be. We're going to just see these prophecies. Even in Revelation, when we hit the 70th week, it's going to be one thing after the other, the Bible says. So you've got, life comes at you fast. Prophecy comes at you fast. You say, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying live every moment for Jesus. You don't have any time to waste. I don't have any time to waste. And right now we are seeing this thing. I don't believe the genie's going back in the bottle. I believe October 7 was the beginning of a fulfillment of prophecy that has to do with Jeremiah 49 and has to do with Psalm 83 and the fulfillment of these wars in the Middle East. And what are they going to lead to? A brief time where Israel's going to be blessed, and then it's going to go into Ezekiel 38 and 39. You could already see Ezekiel 38 and 39 going up. And then what comes right after that? Israel making a covenant with the beast and the Jewish Antichrist leading them. I am just saying to you, these things could develop very, very quickly. So we need to make hay while the sun shines. We need to warn people of what is coming. And so not only the motives of Iran, which is Persia, but don't be deceived about how this likely will lead to a wider Middle East war that fulfills these scriptures. Now listen, for the first time, on October 13, 2024, Iran, one of the men tell me, did what? I know they attacked, but for the first time, they attacked what? Anybody know? Kyle. Well, no, they attacked Israel directly. It was the first time that Iran, see, they always did it through their proxies in Gaza Strip, Hamas. They did it through their proxies in Lebanon, Brother Luke. What was that guy up there? What's the name of that guy in Lebanon? Hezbollah. And they did it through their proxies in Yemen, in North Africa, and that is did we get the Children's Night Church down there, by the way? Amen and amen. They did it through their proxies in North Africa, Yemen, the Houthis. But now they've come out and directly did it. Why did they do that? Could it be that they're developing their nuclear weapons? The IAEA checked them out, and when they checked them out, they said that the IAEA checked them out, and Iran said, okay, that's the last time you're going to check us out. That was in October of 2023, and they were 2 weeks away, according to the inspectors. They were 2 weeks away when that happened from having fissionable material. That's material you can use to make nuclear weapons. At that time, a year back, 2023, October. 2 weeks from having fissionable material. It could very well be, I don't know, but they could have 3 to 5 bombs already developed. I don't know, but it seems to me like when they were launching those missiles, you know, the missiles that they just launched at Israel on October the 14th, remember they launched all those missiles at Israel. What was it, 120 ballistic missiles, 170 drones, 30 cruise missiles, according to Associated Press News Agency, they launched at Israel all at once. What do you think they were doing? I'll give you an opinion. They were testing to see how they would launch their arrows, like it says in Jeremiah 49, at Israel, to wipe them out. Wipe them out. I would suggest to them and counsel them that your angel over there, that big guy, the Prince of Persia, that helps you to do that, that he's fighting another big angel by the name of Michael. He's the restrainer, by the way, in 2 Thessalonians. Michael, in Daniel 12, Revelation 12, read about him. Michael. I suggest you get an idea, why was it that 50% of your missiles didn't even get off the pad? I've been watching Israel, and since 1948 to the present, their supernatural activity of God to prevent anybody from defeating Israel, including Heil Hitler. You can't stop them. It's not happening. Why? Because Jehovah God, he keeps his word. He doesn't break his promises. That's why you and I can trust him. Amen. We can trust Jehovah Jesus. Trust him. Don't be deceived about how this is going to lead to a wider war. And Iran is testing things out, and they're distracting people by all these things happening while they develop their nuclear knockout punch. Because once they get that, they feel like, all right, we've got it now. We'll hit a surprise attack, and we will be able in 400 seconds to knock out Israel. Our missile, our intercontinental ballistic missile, can go from western Iran, which is called in the Bible Elam, and can go from western Iran to Israel in 6.66 seconds. Sounds like 666. But I'm just saying, friends, the genie's not going into the bottle. We are coming to the end time. And now Iran is out of the closet, so to speak. And they are attacking directly. And you say, well, Pastor, how could this lead to a wider Middle East war, including even the Psalm 83, entering of nations? I can see Yemen, and I can see Iran, and I can see Russia, which, by the way, Russia is, remember, they offered if anybody came against Iran, Russia said, we'll step in. Think about that. So I can see this outer ring of nations, Ezekiel 38 and 39, but what about Jordan, who helped kind of defend Israel? The Bible says Israel's going to war with Jordan. What about these other nations? These other Arab states over there. Well, if you look at all these nations, a lot of them are proxies of Iran. And the other Arab states, I want to talk to you about that. I want to say this, that Hezbollah still has 150,000 missiles aimed at Israel from Lebanon in the north. Israel's pretty much wiped out Gaza. And I believe they're going to finish that job. And let me say this, why the genie's out of the bottle and you can't put it back in, because do you realize that in northern Israel, right along the border of Lebanon, that Israelis can't live in their houses right now? You know why? Because of these 150,000 rockets, because of Hezbollah. And remember, Israel hasn't really gone to war with Hezbollah. They've gone to war with Hamas. And so these people are out of their homes. They have to live in hotels. They're still there. This can't go on. This can't go on. Israel knows what Iran is up to. They know the evil that is against them. They see what's going on in the American campuses and know Iran is stirring that up. And behind that is this prince of Persia, this angelic being, this evil entity stirring this up. Wake up, we're in a war, a spiritual war. They know it. And so these things are coming down, and something has to happen. They know that Iran is still developing that nuclear weapon. You don't think Netanyahu? No wonder Nancy Pelosi wants Netanyahu out of there. Because they know that missile with a nuclear bomb would take out Israel in 6 seconds, just a little over. My, oh my. So I'm just saying that it's right now. Iran is buying time for what? To arm nuclear warheads on their hypersonic missiles. They've tested their missiles. They should get a clue they're fighting more than Israel. And they're getting ready. I believe, I want to say this tonight, it's a necessity for Israel to strike from the air Iran's nuclear and missile sites. Very possibly this year or 2025. Sooner rather than later. The Bible prophet Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 49, verse 36, he said, "And upon Elam will I bring four winds of heaven, and I will scatter them toward all those winds, and there shall be no nation where the outcasts of Elam shall not come." This language points to an air attack upon Iran from the north, south, east, and west. It could be done by Israeli jets alone. We just saw a surgical strike by Israel and how they can mount it deep into Iran. How many saw that in the news? Yeah, they were successful. They did a pinpoint strike on their military sites. And do you not think that they have now all the photos, all the radar of where their nuclear underground missile sites are? Israel has them all pinpointed now. This is going to happen. It's getting closer. It may be Israel alone or some ally or allies with Israel. We'll see. Notice that after the air attack and the apparent nuclear disaster that's going to cause a humanitarian crisis for people living in ancient Elam, which is about one-third of present-day Iran, which is in the western part of Iran, as you can see right there. Those people in that area, listen to me, when this strike takes place, this airstrike, it's going to cause some kind of, I believe, nuclear disaster, and it's going to cause a humanitarian crisis, and these people are going to go all over the world seeking refuge. They'll come to America. They'll come to other nations. We need to be ready for that, spiritually ready for that. Some of them will be born-again Christians because there are born-again Christians over there that are ready for this to happen. How many have heard me preach on this before? Why do I keep going back to it? Because we're getting closer. We're getting closer. This is no game. Jesus Christ is coming back. Get a hold of it, church. He's coming back. Very possibly. In my lifetime and in your lifetime, he's coming back. And we're getting closer. Each event is getting closer. And so it points to that attack. Now here's what God says about Elam and about Iran. He says, and I will bring evil upon them. Even my fierce anger, saith the Lord, and I will send the sword after them till I've consumed them. Let me ask you a question. He says he'll bring evil, and we know it's an air attack from the four winds. That's obvious. And they're going to do a launching of arrows, which are missiles, actually, not the old arrows. What's bringing a sword after them? I submit to you that is what, Joe? No, it's a ground invasion. A sword is a ground invasion. So after the air attack, he's saying there's going to be a ground invasion of Iran and of that area that has been bombed out. And it will be occupied, and a government will be set up there to replace this Islamic crazy Shia Mahdi government that's in there now. They're going down! Mark it down. Amen. Because you don't go against God and win. By the way, if you're fighting God tonight in any area of your life, how foolish you are. Child of God, God's opposed to the proud. He gives grace to the humble. You find out what God's doing, get behind it. You're just a little peon. You just get behind what God's doing. He's the big actor. Just be thankful to be a part of what God's doing. But these guys think, oh man, they're going to end. Look at what they're going to do. They should kind of get an idea when their missiles failed like they did, that the chariot wheels of the Egyptian chariots are starting to fall off. Amen? Good. We're fighting the Lord. But they're not getting that. They're not getting that. And by the way, if you're not saved, you're fighting God. And unless you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you will find out judgment and hell awaits, and that's no place to be. I don't want to be in that place. I don't want to fight God. And so what a blessing that is. I called somebody last night when the class was going on, and I talked to this person, And he was a guy that is a Marywood student, Brother Joe, and he's studying to be an architect. And somebody had led him to the Lord. Was it you, Jose? Jose Valley had led him to the Lord. And he gave the right answer. He said, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. And I asked him, I said, praise the Lord. Invited him out. Oh, that's what you should do. Islamic people, whoever you are, repent. Muhammad is not the prophet. Jesus Christ is the prophet, the priest, the king who died for our sins, who conquered death, who saves us from hell, who gives us eternal life. We preach Jesus Christ. You can't run from him, or you can run, but you can't hide from Jesus. He's coming again. He's coming again. And all these things are pointing to, I've been watching now since 1967. And I'm excited about him coming again. So there's going to be this air invasion. There's going to be an army that will go in there, the Israeli army and whoever else is with them, if there's anybody. And let me give you a quick prophetic scenario for the wider Middle East war, because that won't be the end of it. That Jeremiah 49 and that Iran bombing won't be the end of it. We still know, according to Psalm 83 and other scriptures, that the nations around Israel, like Jordan, Egypt, Syria, and these nations like Iraq, which is now just a proxy of Iran, so is Syria, all these nations right around Israel are going to invade. You say, well, how can that be? They're Sunnis. Some of them are Sunnis, and Iran is Shia. Well, when Israel, I believe, hits Iran's nuclear sites, and I'm just going to give you a possible scenario. This is me. I don't know. But when Israel hits Iran's nuclear sites in western Iran, which is Elam, then Hezbollah, this could happen, listen now, Hezbollah in the north in Lebanon could launch their 150,000 missiles at Israel. Can you imagine? Or whatever they can get off. At the same time, Syria has chemical weapons. They're a proxy of Iran. They could launch their chemical weapons and attack Israel. Now, I talk about Isaiah 17 and Israel launching a nuclear weapon on Damascus, right? Isaiah 17:1. But how about what it says in Isaiah 17:4 and 6? Let me read that to you. It says, and in that day it shall come to pass that the glory of Jacob shall be made thin, and the fatness of his flesh shall wax lean. Yet gleaning grapes shall be left in it as the shaking, listen to this, of a what? An olive tree. The shaking of an olive tree. Do you know, how many of you know that the national symbol of the nation of Israel is the olive tree? Yeah. It says it'll be the shaking of an olive tree as that. Each olive tree contains 500,000 olives. How many of you like olives? Isaiah goes on to write, two or three berries left in the top of the uppermost bough, that seems to be the north, four or five in the outmost fruitful branches thereof, saith the Lord God of Israel. The above language, comparing these counterattacks by Iran's proxies, causes Israel, when Hezbollah hits and possibly Syria from the north, that causes a shaking of the Jewish nation. And it is so hard of a hit that the nation is shaken to the point where they may be forced by Hezbollah, Lebanon, and Syria, they may be forced to call upon the Samson option. One of the men know what the Samson option is? Raise your hand if you know. Brother Bob. Exactly right. They say if they're overwhelmed, the nation of Israel, they feel overwhelmed, they'll set off a nuclear weapon. Because they have nuclear weapons, they've had them for years. And according to Isaiah 17:1, that nuclear weapon will hit Damascus, Syria, the oldest continuing nation in world history, never been destroyed. But Isaiah 17:1 says it will be destroyed, and verse 9 says that it will be destroyed by Israel, the IDF. You say, where is that? It says this in Isaiah 17:9. In that day shall his strong cities be forsaken, as a forsaken bough, that Syria's strong cities, and an uppermost branch which they left because of the children of Israel. And there shall be desolation. Israel's military hit Syria. Why? Because they're a proxy of Iran. By the way, do you think if Israel hits Iran, that proxies that have come across the southern border might do something in America? We need to be praying, beloved. We're in a warfare.
Right.
We're in end time battles here. And I'm just saying that these things are happening. And so when the surrounding Arab countries, now even those that not only proxies of Iran, like Syria and like Iraq, but maybe Egypt and Jordan, when they see this going on, even the Sunni Arabs they may have wanted Iran to be hit. But when they see Israel did this devastating damage to their Arab neighbors by that bomb going off, and now they see that Israel has been weakened by Hezbollah and by possibly chemical weapons from Syria, what are they going to do? They're going to reason, well, we may be next. Israel may try to hit us. And we do know that Amman, Jordan, is eventually going to be hit. They may say, it's time for us to fulfill what we've always wanted and take Israel out right now. And that would then begin Psalm 83 as we preached on that. It's just a possible scenario. I'm not inspired in that, but I'm watching. And I'm looking to help you to see that these things are real. And you can watch for how God does it. But he will do it. I can say that. And so, thus they may say that this is our opportunity to do to Israel now what we've desired since they became a nation in 1948. So you're going to have Egypt, Jordan, Iraq, and the Palestinians surrounding Israel that are left will attack them. You say, oh, will they still be filled with that hatred? Just look at the students in the United States. Just look at the anti-Semitism. Do you know where that comes from? Satan. He does not want Israel around, and all these people are being inspired by devils of Satan because they want Israel gone. Why is the UN against Israel? God said in the last days everybody would be against Israel. It's going to increase. It shows we're in the end time. But guess who's not against them? God. And this preacher right here. And so the genie is out of the bottle. The war of Gaza started October 7, 2023. May well go to a strike on Iran's nuclear sites in 2024 or 2025. The current conflict between Israel and Iran may lead to a greater Middle East war, as prophesied in Jeremiah 49 and 83. I personally believe we're at the point of no return. You say, oh, that sounds dire. No, that sounds wonderful. We're getting closer to Jesus coming back. We're getting closer to his return. Then after the strike by Iran's nuclear sites in ancient Elam, which is part of present-day Iran, chemical attacks from Syria and rockets from Hezbollah may lead Israel to be so shaken that it uses the Samson option, drops a nuke on Damascus. That, in turn, may lead the other Arab coalition nations to turn from their fragile peace with Israel and attack them, fulfilling Psalm 83. It's all coming together, beloved. The red heifer is coming together. We are moving forward. And are you moving forward? Are you getting close? Because it's close. Are you getting ready by doing your work for the Lord? Now is the time. This is the place. We're the people. Let's bow for prayer. Every head bowed. I just want to ask you a question. First of all,